Prologos, Apostille 1, Illuminations 1. And so when we entered the swimming pool in the middle of summer, the patient concierge continued guiding us through semi-lit corridors to the swimming pool. Let's continue to be patient, since today's swim is another attempt to do it well on the page, to navigate the body home through language, to home in on the world. Another attempt to do it wrong again, for being in water has its own paradox. When you are in pool, you're not, in other words. Because the anti-swimmer exists and it insists on swimming, swimming against the right direction. The self-doubter who, on behalf of us, would doubt ourselves. The erratic eraser who scraps every second thought before we could feel, desire, think or write it down. The anti-scribe in the faithful scribe who writes a poem to parallel the poem you write. Because there's always an anti-lover inside the lover inside. A twin writer resisting writing, writing down. An absent swimmer self always already swimming opposite the necessary tide, contradicting anything we attempt to understand and so disputing the thing we love. A poem counterpart inside the poem outside, a parasite poem knowing the poem from inside making its way towards the outside. But my dear parallel scribe, the scribe inside the patient scribe continued, despite this hooded figure, this apathetic apparition always appearing at the edge of the pool, the marginal anti-swimmer, the phantom counteractor, the drowning instructor, one must move the body across the horizon as if one's eternal life were at stake.